It's 20 to 7 on Taking Care of Business Sunrise FM with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibugu. Now, Rally Moropa is the founder and CEO of Rally Business Consulting. The White River-based company provides services in forestry, silviculture, occupational health, and CETA accredited trainings. Rally joins us this evening to share part of her entrepreneurial journey in the forestry industry. Welcome, Rally, to the show.
Hi, thank you, Wandile and Zingiswa, and thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, really, I think the first question that I want to know is, who are you? Can you tell us a bit more about Rally Moropa?
Oh, yes. As you said, my name is Rally Moropa. In a nutshell, I'm a woman, I'm a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a caregiver, a career woman, and an entrepreneur with extreme passion and determination to changing not only my life, but also the lives of those that, you know, need to be changed, who are also passionate like myself.
Now, really,
my motto also is about you can sit around and wait for someone to empower you. Or you can take the bull by the horns and take action to empower yourself. That's who Rally is.
Now, Rally, when I was reading your intro, there's mention of silviculture. And this is the first time I've ever heard of such a... I don't even know what it is. So how can you best describe this to us?
Oh, silviculture, it's a forestry operation. It's all about growing and protecting trees. It includes activities, you know, such as the land preparation, the planting processes of the trees, the maintenance of, you know, activities, which includes, you know, amongst others, you know, slashing processes, weed control processes, pruning processes, and most importantly, fire prevention activities. This to me, you know, if I look at, you know, forestry, you know, silviculture, it's so similar to the crop cultivation processes that we grew up doing in the homesteads or villages. Basically, it's basically what it is. So in this case, it's basically the forest trees.
Now, yati, ang famisi kisangana le bantu laba involved go forest, especially banda bafala nati, necessarily. I mean, how did you identify the gap and basically, I mean, what influence did you start this business in the first place?
Wandile, I can just say is I owe it to my background. I have always been surrounded by forests, you know, in terms of where I was born, where I grew up. You know, because I grew up in the rural, you know, environment. And most importantly, by the passion to personally empower more people, including women who come from similar backgrounds like myself. So I saw the gap in forestry because I've always been in forestry, you know, in my career life. And, you know, in terms of my background. So that, to me, presented an opportunity to turn it around into a business.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with the founder of Rally Business Consulting, Rally Moropa, on her entrepreneurial adventure in the forestry sector. Now, Cicely, you did say that you obviously then found this gap because ukule within that particular space, and you've been in the industry for over 25 years.
Yes. You don't ask a lady her age.
I'm glad this really she's the one that's asking and it's not me.
But on a serious note, I was in my late 20s when I joined the forestry industry as an employee. I started just from the bottom and moved up the ranks, the ladder. And one day in 2010, I took that leap of faith and I started this business. And the rest is history.
Now, you know, for me, what I'm interested in is, you know, I doubt there are many women in this industry, but also being the first black woman in the industry, I mean, I'm sure you've faced a lot of challenges. I mean, we live in a country where for a very long time, women were not given these kind of opportunities to be able to succeed, especially in business. And I think you would agree with me, Cicerelli, that you would have faced probably some challenges. And I'm interested to find out, what are those challenges that you faced in this business? And what would you also say would have been sort of the highlight of your career in as far as you've been involved in this business?
As you all know, you've just said it yourself. Historically, forestry has been a white and a male-dominated industry. That in itself was a huge challenge because it meant working 20 times harder than your male counterparts in order to prove yourself. It was not easy. Sleepless nights, feeling, you know, not being able to cope yourself, and that has its own toll on your health as well as your emotional status, as well as your mental status. But if you keep on persevering and pursuing your dream and your goal, those challenges, you know, just disappear like that. The other challenge, which is very huge for women, especially people like us, you know, coming from historically disadvantaged, you know, backgrounds, is access to funding. It does pose a huge, huge challenge. But, you know, you don't give up. You just have to push forward. You just have to be patient. You just have to persevere and not give up. And most importantly, be legally compliant.
Yes.
Do not take shortcuts.
Yes.
Those are the things that, you know, are a pillar for you to succeed in business. And then the highlights, because the challenges are so many, but I'm just giving you a snapshot of those that, you know, are still crippling a lot of women out there. So the highlights of my business, for me, the main one, I'm not going to mention those other ones, you know, being accredited by the CITAS and, you know, starting my occupational health business. But the main one was landing this silviculture contract from Safcol. This has been my biggest highlight so far. Because you know why? This is not just a contract about me and my family benefiting, but also it's about the team behind it. The people that work hard, that wake up and be out there in the field on a day-to-day basis, whether it's scorching hot or it's cold, rainy weather, they are out there. You know, my team, I could say they comprise on average about 400 plus individuals. To me, I don't just look at those individuals. I look beyond them because these 400 plus, to me, it translates to over 1,500 households that are benefiting from this, you know, contract with Safcol. And I just want to say, you know, I'm now becoming so emotional when I think about it. This is so much, you know, huge for me, because it's not just about myself, as I said. And I want to give thanks to Safcall for this opportunity and making me realize my dream. Yes, I am also so emotional when I think about it. And also, their enterprise supplier department, sure, it's done so much in terms of harnessing my business skills. I cannot describe, you know, how I benefited. It's huge, huge benefits in terms of my own personal growth.
And if you
so these are the highlights. I'm not going to mention the others because to me they are minor, they are minute, but this one, too, it has changed my life and the lives of many other people.
And if you've just tuned in, yes, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with the founder of Rally Business Consulting, Rally Morope, on her entrepreneurial journey in the forestry sector. Now, says Rally, you did say that you had been in the forestry industry for some time before taking that leap of faith in 2010. And from then, the time that you've spent as an entrepreneur, what can you say to lalabahlelekhaya labafuna nabo ukuqala yabo ibusiness mara bayangabada? What advice can you share with them? What can they take away from your story?
I want to just talk to women. I just want to tell my fellow African women to say your past should not determine your future. But your past should fuel your determination and willpower to succeed. You have to be resilient. You have to be able to take those calculated risks. You have to also be able to develop a thick skin because it's not easy. I don't want to make it sound like it's easy to be in business. It's not, because you might find, you know, you'll be faced with rejections. You might end up doubting yourself at times and wanting to give up because, you know, you get, you know, so overwhelmed because you're, like I said in my intro, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a wife. All these are roles and responsibilities of you as a woman. So you have to also be able to learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Don't feel that if you've made a mistake, it's the end of the world. You must know that, you know, those mistakes are there to shape you to be better. And also, be open. Open yourself to learning from others. I've learned also from so many people, even younger people, the younger generation. I'm learning even today from them. Because, you know, we came from the BBT era, born before technology myself. So probably now you're guessing my age. So yes, those are the things that should not, you know, put you down. You should be able to stand up and push on as a woman and empower yourself as you move along. Yes, yeah, those are just things I want to share with my fellow African women.
Yeah. In fact, you know, that was going to be my last question to say, you know, what would you say to young women out there? But I think you've sort of capturated or summarized it pretty well, ma'am. And I want to say that I'm terribly inspired. I mean, forestry is a massive industry, especially in our province. And to see... you know, black women participating in this is absolutely inspiring. And I think a lot of young women that are listening to us right now, that are hearing what you're saying, will definitely look at this particular industry as a growth industry for them. And not only young black women, but generally, you know, people coming from disadvantaged backgrounds, young males as well, that want to get involved. Like you said, it's a very much white male dominated industry. It is an industry that is a growth industry. It is an industry that people can make money out of as well. So I'm very, very thankful, ma'am, that you came to speak to us with regards to this. And I want to thank you for your time. And please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, thank you so much. Once again, thank you, Rise FM, for giving me this platform to share my story. And also thank to Sida Mpumalanga for all the support they gave me through my business growth. And most importantly, and once again, a huge thanks to Safcall. Thank you.
And that was the founder of Rally Business Consulting, Rally Morope, on her entrepreneurial journey in the forestry sector of all sectors. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.